together. Come on. While I pray, no matter. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your prayer. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clapped your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Welcome, family, to Real Talk with Pastor E and Minister Carolyn here live on the Now Network. Yes, we're continuing our series throughout this season of 2018, Domestic Violence Right Next Door. And yes, we ask you to join in this variety of Real Talk discussions, dynamic principles based on messages and the worship to our God with extravagant respect. And yes, here is the headliner. Family, we are fully devoted to Jesus. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth. With open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man with every given opportunity we can. And yes, through works of charity and by actions in love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, and we will, that is a promise, we will reach the lost and unsaved. Again, I say welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E. This is that time that we come together to talk real talk, to get into the nitty gritty of what's going on in our society, the epidemic that has taken over our country, our cities, our families, our households, our neighbors, and everything else, that we can do something better. I decree and declare today that I will do better. Just want to start off with a couple of little points that we're going to always set a foundation as we go forward, because this is a conversation that we should have every day. Actually, I think the more we talk about things, and it's not only violence or domestic violence, but all of the stuff that we need to be working on, the more we talk about it, the more freedom we receive, the more acceptance that we walk in, and watch this, the more we're able to accept from others the help that may come our way. And that's one of the problems that we're starting to see is, first of all, people hiding and sheltering and not being willing to share what's really going on in their lives. Yes, domestic violence involves physical or emotional harmful acts between anyone that has a relationship. That could be intimate relationship. That could be a family relationship. There are so many ways that we're starting to uncover that domestic violence is not only between husband and wives, boyfriend and girlfriends. There's so many other ways of being abused in this arena. We want to talk about some facts today. The 10 reasons why domestic violence has no place in our society. We've come up with some areas that we can help each and every one of us to really pinpoint and to go back over the archives, listen to them again, take your own notes and start to doing your research. So when we are addressed with this situation, not just in October, for Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we're going to blow it up for the whole month of October and really try to get some dynamic talk discussions throughout that month. But why wait? Let's do it now. It is not acceptable. It is not something that we should let go. And yes, it may not be happening directly to you, but as we said over and over again, that's where we could do better. Domestic violence right next door is the domestic violence that can be stopped. Domestic violence right next door that you hear late in the midnight hour, or early in the morning, or getting in and out of the car, or however, you know, you've observed it as well as I have. That's where we could really be effective. But we cannot be effective, family, if we do not operate in one spirit and one spirit only, and that is the spirit of love. In 2 John, 1 chapter, 6 verse, it says, this is love. that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment that, as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. Then some people say, well, there's 10 commandments. Well, I want to just kind of break it down for someone that maybe never heard it this way and say, wow, you know, this may be my start to following God's commandments. If you would, turn your Bibles to chapter 12 in Mark. And in this chapter, this is the ways or the methods that the Pharisees and the Sadducees tried to trap Jesus by asking him questions that would prove blasphemy or in accordance with the scriptures. And after all of the questions that had been asked and all of the conniving that had been put up against him, here comes one of the scribes. And they came at him in this. And this is verse 28 of chapter 12. It says, then one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? Now they're really trying to get deep in there. And Jesus answered him. He says, first of all, the commandment is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Point blank. For anybody out there that thought he was different God for that person, that God is one. But we are different people. We're individuals that have these borders of religion and borders of control. I like that. But Jesus says, house of Israel, that's each and every one of us. And I remember that when Jesus came, he came for all. It says, for God so loved the world. That means all. Good, bad, ugly, light skin, dark skin, whatever. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, I love that word, whosoever, because that means all of us, whosoever believes will not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, yes. John 3:16. See, that's the promise to the world. But now that we've all understand that no, he's no respecter of person. You're no better than me. I'm no better than you. He loves you just like he loves me. Watch this. He says, for the Lord our God is one. Then he took another step to say there was the plural sentence, but here's the singular sentence because it's about you now. He says, and you shall love the Lord your God, personal, one-on-one. You got to learn to love God on yourself before you ever know what love is. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. He says, and the second, like this, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Now, someone said, you know as well as I that there's 10 commandments. Well, I've learned this, and I'm getting better at it. If I could perfect these two right here, oh, my covenant partners know what I'm about to say. I don't have to worry about the other eight because I won't kill. I won't steal. I won't cheat. I won't adulter. I won't murder. I won't do the other eight because if I am full of love, first of all, loving God with my all my strength, all my spirit, my everything, then loving my neighbor as I love myself, meaning there is no difference between neighbor next door or neighbor 10 miles away or neighbor in the next state, next city, next country. You're still my neighbor, and I have to love you as I love myself. Now, how do I love myself? By making right choices, by making good decisions, by now being conscious and accountable, not to man, but accountable to God, that now God finds me pleasing in his eyesight because I trust in him, and now he's beginning to trust in me. See, if we start off with love, we can now know the right thing to say. Now, we can help that person to unlock their vocal cords and speak out loudly. Oh, we got guests today that are going to speak loudly, but there's still millions more that are in a corner, in a closet, in a dark place. Not in it. I know the light's on, but a dark place is in the spirit, and they're in that dark place, and we can help them come out if we operate in love. That is our forefront, our foundation for this broadcast today, is that we walk in love, and we walk in love like never before. I want to encourage someone that's on this broadcast today as we get ready to go into our next segment, bring my co-host in. I want you to share this with somebody. You know somebody out there that this will help. You know somebody out there that needs to hear this conversation that's about to take place that can help heal their spirit. Come out the dark place. No more negativity. No more bondage. No more yokes on you. See, the anointing, which is love, oh my God, the anointing can remove yokes and destroy the burdens. It can take it away. It can remove it, that no longer do you have that weight on you, do you have that darkness on you, but now you can see the love of God and you can truly be healed. Heavenly Father God, we thank you today. We thank you for this another opportunity to give you all the honor, all the glory, all the praise. Lord, we thank you today that, Lord, it's not by power, it's not by might, but it is by your spirit that we come before you right now in the mighty name of your son, Jesus. Lord, we say, have your way. Move like never before. Open up the vocal cords. Open up the hurts. Open up the pains. But heal us, Heavenly Father God, that we can leave this place different than we came, changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of our minds. And in Christ Jesus' name we pray. And all in agreement said, amen. Amen. Well, family, God bless you. Thank you for indulging that section. We're going to the next level. Good morning, Minister Carolyn. Welcome this morning, my sister. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor. Blessings to you and all the listeners. I'm blessed and highly favored today. And thankful for this broadcasting and the people that are on to share their experiences with us.
Amen. Amen. How's everything going with you? We want always
everything
keeping you lifted up and knowing that you're a road warrior just as I am, and it takes a lot. And without any special or anything like that, I just want you to know that we cover you and we stand in the gap for you for all of the endeavors that you're out there doing. We're so proud that we work together.
Thank you so much, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. So we're continuing our discussion. We've really opened up some doors over the last couple of weeks of just hearing our brothers and our sisters come on one accord, and the men have come forward and apologized and really stepped forward to say, you know what, we had some messed up things, but no longer will we live that way. We'll go to the next level. I wanted to do a roll call this morning for our listener, or for our guests that are on board. I know this number. Minister Everett, good morning, sir. Wanted to say good morning. Get a shout out from you. We're gonna bring you back in a minute. How are you?
I'm all right. How about yourself, Pastor?
Bless, man. We'll be back in a second. Area code 323, last four, 3277. You're live on Real Talk with Pastor E and Minister Carolyn. How are you?
Finding yourself. Thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Barbara Pritchett.
Well, good morning, Barbara. Welcome to the show. We're going to bring you back on in one second. We got a couple more identifying. Hold on one second. Area code 818, last four, 6743. You're live on Real Talk with Pastor E and Minister Carolyn. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. This is Paula Gottlodowski.
Hey, now, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Pastor
Welcome
E. How
back.
Are you today?
I am blessed and highly favored. Welcome back, my sister. So, Minister Carolyn, where are we going to begin this morning? We have Everett, Barbara, and our sister Paula back on. We're going to follow your lead and then go from there.
Okay, I think we'll start with Ms. Pickett. I can just share a little bit of her story and let her continue. Ms. Pickett is a mother who has lost two sons due to gang and street violence. I'll let her tell the story. I know she lost two sons.
Uh-huh.
She does her work in the community, very lovely woman. She's out in the street doing things to curb violence. And she does motivational speaking, and she's just out there putting back in, I believe, it's a part of her healing. And I'll just let her tell her story.
Amen. Well, good morning, Barbara. Welcome to Real Talk. We want to give you an opportunity to share with us this morning.
Good morning again, once again. Yes, my name is Barbara. I lost two of my children to gun violence. I lost one in June of 2007. He was 15 years old, getting off the Metro bus, and two young men happened to be shooting at a group of young men, and as they made the turn coming out the alley. One of the young men proceeded to keep shooting, and when he kept shooting, my son became the victim in that situation. And then in July of 2016, my oldest son was 30 years old, was standing outside the front door of our home, and he became the victim to gun violence. And so what I did was I started a foundation called Gentle Giants in honor of both of them, but not just in honor of them, in honor of a lot of victims that fell to gun violence. And I wanted to go back and find ways to come back to give back to the community, as well as to show the mothers that they can give themselves permission to breathe again, that it was okay, that, you know, what we're going through, we didn't have to be held bondage in the midst of the storm, that, you know, God can use us in the midst of it. And so that's where I'm at today. You know, I just find ways to go back and reach out back to the mothers and try to show them that they're not by themselves and that, you know, we're all together. So your pain is my pain. My pain is your pain.
Amen.
That's awesome. And wow, we need more of that. I mean, a lot of times when things happen to us, and as we kind of shared in the beginning, I'm confident in this, is that God is not in control of what happens in the negative side. There are just things that happen in this world, and to be willing to step forward. I applaud you, woman of God, to step forward and now help someone else to not go through the same thing, or if they're going through that, to have somebody to support. That's one of the things that we're finding, is that even in domestic violence and any kind of violence, it's not having support groups that stick through the whole season with someone. It's either pass them on to the next class or to the next situation. And so I applaud that, and I thank God. Now, so you're out in the communities. Do you have a foundation, or you want to share your foundation name with us here? Let our listeners know in case maybe somebody needs to connect with you.
Yes, it's called Gentle Giant. We are a nonprofit with a 501c3. And we offer services as far as grief counseling. We offer support group services. We offer programs that we do as far as backpack giveaways. We feed the community as well. I go back and I pay honor and tribute to other people that does work inside of the community as well. We do a breast cancer awareness work every year. So we have several different events that we do every year. We also do a softball game with the Los Angeles Police Department every year.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Do you have a website or an email you want to share?
Yes, it's gentlegiantsfoundation.org. And it's Gentle Giants Foundation at Gmail. We're on Instagram and Facebook.
Amen. GentleGiantsFoundation.org and GentleGiants@gmail.com. She also said Instagram and Facebook. Come on, let's reach out and support Gentle Giants. This is awesome. Minister Carolyn.
Praise the Lord. I'm just sitting here just thinking that how two people among hundreds have been senselessly murdered, and myself and I can't speak for Everett, but myself, I'm ashamed. Even though I do the work, I'm a minister, and I do gang intervention now, I used to be a part of the problem. Now I'm trying to be part of the solution with the gang activity. And so many times when you're young and you're trying to be a part of the problem, you do things, you do stupid things, you do senseless things. And I got an interview yesterday, and again, it made me relive some of the things that I had done. It made me relive some of the things that I wasn't so proud of, but at the same time, it also made me thank God for coming back to the pit and reaching for me, and I really, really thank God that I reached my hand out, you know, so that he could pull me out. So I myself, there have been apologies on this show, but I myself would like to apologize to you. I wasn't one of the ones that took a life or took a son or a daughter from a mother, but I did hang with gang members that were wrecked.
Yeah, we did live that lifestyle.
And we did. So I applaud you for coming on to the show. I applaud you for being a positive influence in my life. And I applaud you for taking the time out to, despite your pain, to reach out to other mothers and to help them heal as well.
Amen. That is really dynamic. And we want to support and work alongside with Gentle Giants Foundation. There's a lot of work we can all do together. Just spread the word. Tell somebody. And let's look up her website, find out all the services that they have. And if you know someone, now you have an avenue to send them out and get them connected with Gentle Giants Foundation. God bless you, Barbara. We're gonna bring you back.
And I just
want to get out for a minute.
Okay.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I just want to share this with you. On July 13th, my foundation and other organizations are going to link in with Assembly Mike Gibson, and we're going to do a call to action as far as gun violence. And we ask all mothers to bring out a pair of shoes that belong to their loved one that was murdered. And we're going to set them out on the corner of Manchester and Vermont. And it's from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And I'm actually reaching out to all mothers who lost their child. So please come out and support the cause.
Well, we'll be there. We're going to make sure we attend that and definitely get. We're going to broadcast that and share that on every broadcast to get the awareness out there. I'll get in touch with Minister Carolyn. Maybe we can talk offline and we can do some things to help you with that.
Definitely, for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right. Who would you like to bounce to next, Minister Carolyn?
I think we could bring Everett in.
Man of God, Everett, good morning again.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes. Thank you for having me, Pastor, as well as Minister Carolyn. It's actually daunting when we really think about, when I think about corrections, the role I played in, like, gang violence as well as domestic violence. Be that as it may, although I've changed my life around and I started to walk in the path of righteousness, those negative thoughts as well as my memories of that life still exist. So when I hear a mother that speaks of a child that was lost through that life, or a woman that's been abused from that past life that I once lived, it only reminds me of the person that I once was. It has me looking in the mirror, if you will. And it's sometimes traumatizing, if you will, because now that I'm free, I know that there are a lot of people that aren't free, and it was because of me. And when I say free, I'm talking about spiritually, in a sense, if you will, right? And it's moving to even think about it. I now live a life of amends, but I look at things every day. Actually, right now, this is the part coming from Pittsburgh, and, you know, because of the way that I am, I get looked at, if you will, differently, but it's okay because I own a certain level of respect now for the people, you know, and the people here aren't too respectful of themselves, but that doesn't take from me being respectful to them, right? And, to the mothers that experience the loss of their child, to the women that experience abuse, period, I step to the plate as a man and apologize, be it if it was me or someone else, because I understand that it's very hurtful. And you hear about this only reliving what you've been through, whether it happened to you again or not, just to hear it, it only like slap in the face, like, remember this happened to you? You know, any time a mother hears that someone got killed, it only reminds their mother to see that they're lost. And at times it's unbearable, so conversations like this are needed. So you can rest assured that now that I've changed, I'm here to assist others in their transition, which is one of the reasons I apologize for my past transgressions, if you will. And I thank
right.
you for having me again. I thank you for having me again.
You know, it's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure, especially when us brothers can speak out. And knowing
right.
that we lived in that lifestyle, even though you wasn't pulling the trigger, a lot of us that
yes,
were in
sir.
Gang, we knew what was going on, and
yeah.
And that's where it's reaching back to communities.
Right.
A lot of things that was happening in the hood, we was doing it because that's what we did in the hood, you know. And a lot of
yes, sir.
A lot of kids get pulled into that lifestyle that now they're forced into these things of initiations
yes,
and proving themselves
yes,
and things like that. It's just, I mean, it's terrible for what we see. I mean, just in the last 12 months in Los Angeles County alone, there's been 598 deaths and killed. I mean, murders. In just the last 12 months, 598 people were killed in L.A. County in a violent mode in just in the last 12 months. That is, and that's just
right.
Los Angeles. That is phenomenal. Oh, those numbers are ridiculous. That we now, how many families and how many spouses and how many people have been affected through that? That 598 could trickle over into 5,098 if you just did a 10% increase on the whole number. We have to talk about this more and get more people involved. And yes, we're continually to apologize for our lifestyles and the things that we did, but instead of pointing fingers or blaming, we're stepping up
right.
to try to help other people to do better, and that's why we
yes,
want to continue to work together.
Right.
Minister Carolyn.
Yes, sir.
Are you guys familiar with this?
Went to a funeral yesterday of a young man, and I looked in the audience and I seen nothing but young people. Young people that some of them I knew when they were in their mother's womb. And I told them that it was crazy that we had to meet up. Every time I seen these kids, it was always at a friend's funeral. And that their time was coming. And I didn't know how they were going to do it. But when that minister called for an altar call, that they needed to stanky leg, blood walk, gangster walk, whatever kind of walk they wanted to do down that aisle, but they needed to come up there and accept the Lord as their personal Savior. And I was astonished at how many people received what I said, how many of the youngsters teared up and wanted that, and how I thought that people would look at me sideways for saying that, but how afterwards so many people thanked me. It was mothers in there sitting with their children.
Right.
That, you know, was nudging them. You could see them, you know, I'm looking down at the audience, I could see them nudging them, like, you better go up there, you know. So, and then again, some of the mothers and fathers were gang members themselves sitting there with their kids. So that in itself is a cycle that has to be broken, because most of the things we learn at home. Now, my parents weren't gang members, but my parents were aggressive. You know, they were parents that just didn't take no mess. My dad had been out in the street. He hung with old-time gang members. He passed when he was 80, so the gangs weren't half as fetched as they are now. And I can remember he used to say, when we hung out, we used to get out in the street and fight. And the next day we would be friends. Whoever won. He said, but now you guys are shooting and killing each other. And he's been gone like 10 years, so I could imagine the things that he would sit on the front porch and say about today. So I'm just glad that we are able to start a process of not only healing, but the process of trying to make change.
Right.
So with that being said, if there are any. I know that Ms. Paula from our Justice Freedom Fighters family, she's online too, and her mom was a murder victim. It wasn't gang activity or gun violence. It was domestic violence. So we could bring her on to hear what she has
she's
to say.
She's live now. She's live now.
Okay.
Good morning, Paula.
Ms. Paula.
Good morning, everybody. And
Ms.
Barbara, I appreciate you and your story and what you're doing to contribute to the community. It really kind of it touched my heart. As Carolyn mentioned, my mom was killed in 1985 by my stepfather. And then from what the police state, he killed himself later on at the police station, which is we kind of suspect because my mom had a relationship with the police. But right now what I'm doing to help out with domestic violence, and that's the closest it's been to me and my family, is I'm spending time working with two organizations that deal with different things in the community. And one of them is Justice, and that is an acronym we use. And it stands for Just Us Standing Together in Cities Everywhere. And that's what Carolyn and I are part of as well. And we have several chapters across the globe. And we've worked on Skid Row. We've worked in convalescent centers, Water Drive for Flint. Our Minnesota chapter today has a Feed My Children event that's going to help out with the children in the community. And then today, my chapter, which is here in California with Carolyn, we're going to a shelter to feed veterans. So that's pretty exciting for us.
Hmm.
I also work with an organization called BHA, which is Bringing Home America. And as I stated last week, what we're working on is missing, especially missing children. And that's whether they be missing due to violence, which we found, because this is right now a hot spot is Chicago, Illinois, and
yeah.
They search abandoned buildings. Yesterday, they had the police help out with searching the building that a cell phone number pinged on. Unfortunately, it didn't work out, but they're still working on that. And we also have several chapters for that. And if you want to get involved, the website for that is www.thebha.com. And that's B as in boy, H-A campaign.com. So, again, that's my way of kind of giving back is to help with activism, help with community events and things of that nature. Because in every walk of life, we can experience violence, you know. And then you never know who you're helping out as well. You know, it may not be a situation where the event is about domestic violence or any type of violence. But there could be people there that are experiencing that, and that would be a highlight in their day. Or, you know, if we're giving out things, that's something to help out with their lives when they go home or what have you. So basically, again, I haven't personally experienced a lot of domestic violence, but that was big enough with my mom. You know, that's still on my mind sometimes. But I do try to help out in terms of just anything, any plight that someone's going through. Thank you.
That is awesome. That is totally awesome. Minister Carolyn?
Yes. If there's anyone else on the line, thank you, Ms. Paula. Thank you for continuing to come on and talk with Pastor E and myself. And, yes, I am looking forward to this afternoon. In fact, right after the broadcast, I'll be heading out. So thank you, and I love you so much. Thank you so much for coming.
Looking forward to seeing you.
Got some love going on up in here.
Yes, we do.
but you know, I like something that you said though, because you know, it's not always have to be a big sign out there saying we're doing a domestic violence class. I mean, when we're doing our food drive and giving away food, you can look in people's eyes and tell they're hurting and that there's something
yes.
there
yeah.
that needs
Most
to be addressed
definitely.
Without tapping them on the shoulder saying, "What's wrong with you?" It's just ways
exactly.
of love. Go ahead.
No, I just said exactly.
you know, if we love on people, you'll see the need in people. It's not hard. It's really not. It's not like you got to go get a degree or we need the classes to know how to deal with stuff. But I'm saying to really love on people, I said in the beginning, learn to love God the way we've been instructed, then love each other as we've been instructed. Now we can see in others the pains that we felt or have experienced, and it may not have the same title. Pain is pain. Hurt is hurt. And we, there's people out there that need help. I love you brought that up because it's just, this isn't just about domestic violence. And yes, we're going to pinpoint that, but we're talking about all violence. We're talking about verbal violence. We're talking about workplace violence. We're talking about all kinds of violence here. And we want to be aware that we can always reach out to people that are in need. Thank you so much, my sister.
You're welcome, Pastor E.
Amen. Amen. We have a caller that dialed in, area code 858. Last 42359. You're live on Real Talk with myself and Minister Carolyn.
Yes, how you doing, Pastor E? This is Ali calling out here from San Diego.
Good morning, my brother.
Man. Great morning to you and the sisters on the line. I just want to say this, you know, and like you know, Pastor, I'm from L.A. You know, I've been watching folks get killed, murdered, and beat up, and all kind of things you can imagine. Since 1978, when I was first started realizing what was going on. You know, when you're young, you don't really know what's going on. When you see a person get shot, you ask your mama, is he dead? Because you're 5 years old. You don't know that they killed him. You know what I'm saying? So at the same time, I want to say this, though, to all of us, because it's like the lady said, you know, violence can be in somebody's mind, because a lot of times when people do violence, they play it out in their mind first. You know what I'm saying? So violence can be unseen. It can be in somebody's head, and ain't even surfaced out to us yet. You know what I mean? So I just want to say that. And also, when we do these things and we help these people and we go out here to these people, do it with the word of God. Do it with what I mean by the word is joy, kindness, happiness, smile. I know it's a sad feeling, but smile and talk with joy when you're trying to tell these people about getting away from this violence, because a lot of times where I come from in L.A., they talking about it, but they making it a sad day. You know, it's all down and all down and out. Talk grateful. Smile. Instead of crying, smile for these people. Give them a way out. They'll be like, why is she smiling in sadness? Because there's a refuge. Jesus.
Yes.
That's why. That's all I want to say.
Thank you, my brother, man. You always encourage me. I know you encourage others. God bless you, my brother. But that's true, though. To address people, and I'm telling you, even the clergy that are on board, and when we're dealing with people, it's the spirit we carry, and that spirit can flow over into others' people. It's not what you say, it's how you say it, and it's not what you do, it's how you did it. Amen. Mr. Carolyn, we're opening the lines. Anyone else want to comment, get into this conversation this morning? We're going to definitely give you an opportunity. Dial one right now. We'll bring you in. Minister Carolyn, so you're out. You're going to tell us about the event again. Let's get that out there again. So anyone that's not sitting there and say, well, I wasn't doing anything today, we got something for you to do. We'll get that information to you.
Today is we're going out to feed the veterans, but that will only be, I believe, for like an hour or two. But I don't know if Ms. Paula knows anything about the bus ride to the border where they're trying to bring the children and the families back together that were separated on the border. I was trying to find information because, you know me, I'm so radical, I'm ready to go anywhere. But I was trying to get
traveling. Girl, you love to travel. You will go. Bus ride, airplane, train, this girl will go. You got to be somebody to come. We going to send Minister Carolyn. She will come. That is a blessing. That is a blessing. That's why we're constantly growing our businesses, and we're constantly growing our entrepreneurial skills that we could be able to travel on our own without these big price tags of ministry and doing this. I mean, you know, I get talked about a lot. You know, why you don't charge? Well, I wasn't called to charge. I was called to be a good and faithful steward that now I can have the income and the means to travel and go different places, and God gonna bless you without you having to have a price tag. Believe me, if there is a blessing and a flow of income coming, you're gonna get blessed. Believe that. But don't make that the prerequisite on why we're doing things. I think that's why people don't come anymore, because they think they got to pay you or don't call you to come. I have a flyer on my page, Minister Carroll. It says book Pastor E now. It didn't say no price nothing on there, accommodations. It just says book Pastor E now, that we can work, do some things together. So we need more of that. I'm just so, I'd be laughing all the time when I'd be seeing you all over the place and stuff. And I'm like, look at the fire of the Holy Ghost moving in her. We definitely want to bring on Barbara. I want Barbara to, she's still here. I want Barbara to please come back and tell us about the July 13th event. Miss Paula, we're going to bring her in for any closing remarks before we get ready to close out today. Everett had to go, so I know he had a different event he was doing. We'll start with Barbara, then with Paula, come back to Minister Carolyn for any closing remarks, and then I'll end this out. Barbara, would you please share that event with us, July 13th?
Sure. Thank you. Once again, I thank you both, Minister Carolyn and you, for allowing me to come on board with this conversation. Once again, it's a call to action for gun violence. It's July 13th with Assembly Mike Gibson and other organizations. We will all gather up at 6 p.m. on the corner of Manchester and Vermont. And we're asking everyone that has lost a loved one to bring out a pair of shoes in honor and memory of that person.
Amen.
Amen. Do you have a flyer for that event?
Yes, we do.
If you could forward that to Minister Carolyn, I will get that on all of our social media outlets.
Minister Carolyn is actually on my Facebook page and on the foundation page.
Okay.
I'll send you a Facebook request, and we'll go from there.
Okay. And what I also do is, Minister Carolyn, when we do the next conference call with Assembly Mike Gibson, I'll send you the information so you can link in with us.
Praise God. Thank you much.
Okay.
God bless you. God bless you, Barbara. Paula,
thank you.
Any closing remarks from you? We definitely, any events you have coming up, please share that we can get that out, get flyers to us, and we'll also help promote.
Okay. We just have, as of right now, our justice chapter, just the event today, and that's in West LA regarding feeding the veterans. And then Minister Carolyn, I just sent that flyer to your inbox in regard to the statewide action to end family separation and incarceration of our children. And for everyone else, it looks like there'll be some transportation, some buses going to the U.S.-Mexico border in San Diego, California. And Ms. Carolyn, you have to RSVP. There's a number there to text to let them know that you're going to be going. And that's happening today and tomorrow. And it's sponsored through, we have a few sponsors down there. I can hardly read them. I don't have my glasses on. But anyway, I sent that flyer to your inbox, Minister Carolyn. Thank you guys again for having me on. And I trust that everyone has a safe, awesome week.
Amen.
And
well, you're always welcome. You are always welcome to stop by anytime.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah.
All right, thank you. God bless. Minister Carolyn?
I'm sorry for cutting in. I was going to say prayerfully we'll have Paula at our backpack giveaway on July 21st. So I'm going to keep that lifted up in prayer so the Justice family could come out and meet our family. With that being said, I thank you again for such a successful show today. And as Pastor E said, everyone is welcome to come back. I had two more guests, Frances Williams, but she's not a morning person. That's my dear sister from the Daniel and Alex Memorial Foundation. I actually fell asleep last night sending her the link. And I woke up at 5 a.m. this morning and finished it. So I knew at that point it was a no-show, and that was my fault. Also, Mo was supposed to be on. He did inform me at 6 o'clock this morning that they were having a cancer walk at the prison. So he is a lifer, and he was going to come on. So maybe prayerfully we'll have more of a dialogue with more people next week. But who was on here was supposed to be on here.
That's right.
That was ordained by God. So with that
Amen.
Being said, I love all of you all, and until next week.
Oh, yeah, we will be back next week. So come on, invite someone. You'll meet someone this week. I guarantee you that you could tell that they need to be a part of this broadcast just to listen. Then the more they listen, then they will dial one and want to share also. We are so appreciative for all of our guests that have been on board today, the family that's growing here. We want to make that invitation, that July 21st invitation to all people that want to meet us hands-on. P2P Ministries, the Now Network, Ease Tees for You will all be out at the backpack giveaway. We're going to have live music. We're looking for artists to come out and to bless this situation. But we need donations. We need backpacks. We need school supplies. We need socks. We need anything that you can give that you think a kid might need. We need it. Spiral notebooks. And a lot of times I don't even like to ask for spiral notebooks, just the regular 3-hole punch paper. Bring paper, bring pencils, bring pen, bring sharpeners, bring whatever you know you just bought for your grandkids or someone else. Pick up another item and bring it out to us on July 21st. We're going to have that flyer out here this week. Minister Carolyn, we need to talk offline as soon as this show ends, because the 21st is right around the corner. But we need your help. So we're asking all our covenant partners, come on, you're going to see the flyer. Come on, you know where to donate. You can go to the P2P website. You can get in touch with Minister Carolyn, myself. Donate. If you're out of state, you want to sow a seed. We'll buy the products, but we need help. And we're asking for everyone to get involved in this. We want to really make an impact in children's lives this summer, getting ready to go back into a new season of school. Amen. Again, family, thank you so much. God bless you. Know that you are loved. Know that you are honored, and know that you are appreciated. But most of all, this is the most important thing I can tell anyone. You are beautifully made by God. Don't let anybody tell you you're not worthy. You're ugly. You're stupid. You're this. Any negative word that comes your way, I dare you to resist it, and it will automatically flee. Family, thank you so much. Again, God bless you. We love you. Talk to you next Saturday for Real Talk with Pastor E. You can join us tomorrow morning. This is our launch of Sunday Conversation with Pastor E. It will be live on Facebook, live on Periscope, and still live on Blog Talk Radio, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Time, and 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Real Talk. Excuse me. Sunday Conversation with Pastor E tomorrow morning. God bless you, family, and we'll talk to you then.